Wednesday, July the 15th, and trust that you're all well. Reach out to us if you have any needs, whatever they might be. And if you haven't yet joined us on one of our Zoom prayer meeting sessions at 6 o'clock tonight, you can sign up for that. I absolutely assure you that it would prove a great blessing, not just to you, but to the other folk, a dozen or so in each group, led by one of our elders. So please consider that and pray for these prayer meetings, that the Lord would bless us as a church family right now. Now we're looking at the Psalms, and today we're in Psalm 28. It's a difficult psalm. It's one of these psalms that reckons with the issue of injustice. Do not drag me off with the wicked, with the workers of evil who speak peace with their neighbors while evil is in their hearts. Give to them according to their work and according to the evil of their deeds. Give to them according to the work of their hands. Render them their due reward, because they do not regard the works of the Lord or the work of his hands. He will tear them down and build them up no more. Well, those are strong, strong words, and the psalmist doesn't want to be the victim of injustice. Where is justice to be found? In union and communion with the Lord Jesus. The key is in verse 7. The Lord, and four thoughts. The Lord is my strength and my shield. In him my heart trusts and I am helped. My heart exults. With my song I give thanks to him. And the Lord is the strength of his people. He is the saving refuge of his anointed. The Lord is my strength. My power, I am weak in myself, but all of my power comes in union and communion with him. He is my shepherd, he is my shield, and he is my refuge. So the psalm is one where the psalmist is in turmoil and trial and difficulty. His emotions are out of joint. He fears that the world may depict him in a manner that is altogether unjust. And what is the solution when you feel as though you're almost at the point of being unhinged? You look to the Lord and you remind yourself your strength is in him, your refuge is in him, the shield that will protect you is him. God's loving kindness will shepherd you all the days of your life. Well, Psalm 28, a difficult psalm, but one that's full of assurance in God's protective care for his people. Well, the Lord bless you today.